this logo is very important because the I means informatic, T means history, and key means exhibition. So this is our logo. All information you can find on the website on Past of the Future, but I will come to it a little bit later. First of all, I should like to share with you this well-known sentence that, or I think everybody, most of us can listen it and use it, that less than 100 years ago, who would have thought among the pioneers that they were making history? Even not our name-giving, John von Neumann, but now we are in the future, so they made the past of the future, so I think we can be very happy that we are dealing with a subject which we can cover every details of it, or almost every details of it. Let's see the ancient Greek statues or buildings. It's impossible to collect. But memories of informatics can be gathered, and we did it. All details can be seen on this picture. If you will go a little bit closer to the picture, you will see all many important details of our history. And of course, we are very proud of our name giving, but again, I will come back to it. Again, four very important letters, of course, very important for us. And perhaps I will use then instead of John von Neumann Computer Society, which sounds very, very well and very nice, I think. If I will tell that NEST, here in such a way in Hungarian, you can know that now I am speaking about our society, about John von Neumann Computer Society. Perhaps it will mean some sparing of the time. So NEST, if somebody wants to ask why deal such a topic as historical computer historic museum society, civil organization, a not very very rich civil organization, the answer is in our mission statement: saving the cultural heritage, developing current values because we are living now, and influence the future as we can do it. And of course, the first part of this three part of this sentence is very, very logically consequence from it. Very logically consequence that we began in a very ancient time to deal with this topic. Here you can see two very important persons who, without whom we were not able to speak here, and without whom we were not able to show you so many very interesting things. Unfortunately, Győző Kovács left us here almost 2 years ago, sharply 18th of December 2012, but he and Daniel Muska, whom you could meet, and who is sitting there, and who will show you many parts of the museum, of the exhibition, were the beginners of the collection, because we, of course, many parts of our collection we got from donation, but it was directed donation, so it was not donation, it was asked, very hard asked. So this was the reason why we were able to gather so many objects. You can see that the beginning was in the early 70s, mid 70s. 1991 was an important date because that was the date when the Foundation of Informatics History Museum was established. It was established by three the company, but mainly with the NEST. You can read the longer way. The Hungarian Museum of Sciences, it was very important. And technology and transport and by the state computer. You haven't to memorize it because it doesn't work now, and perhaps the translation is not exact because of this fact. But this year was also a very important date because the University of Szeged got the barracks of the Soviet troops, which that year left Hungary, and they offered one of these barracks after very many, or at least more places, to put the machines, the objects, where they can save and where they can clean, where they can develop, where there is possibility to deal with them. It is a four stories building. You can imagine after leaving the Soviet troops how it. In which state it could be? No, you can't imagine it, but Igor can imagine. So it means that, now you can see from this distance. It seems to be a very nice building, white and some green around it, but. It was used, and it is used today too. But meantime, our society begins to deal with this exhibition, with this gathered object as serious as it is possible. And the result was in 2007, when the collection obtained the official museum collection, which was very important for us. It is not only a hobby, but it is an official museum category for us. Again, a little bigger jump, and now we are here in this building, which is named Szeged Agora. And you have to know that this is a multicultural complex organization in which cultural and scientific areas are cooperating or working together independently from each other, but there are four areas of this Agora where we are the most important partner who finance all of our budget and it has to mean a close cooperation with the town Szeged. It was a very interesting story, which I will not tell now because the result is important. Now you can see here in this building, next guided tour, one third part of our gathering, of our gathered objects. Only for the purpose that you can would be able to imagine all other parts. I don't want to tell too much or anything about collection because it is it's very interesting. As we could listen about this Spain presentation, there are only Western type machines, and if I understood well, only the last three decades of the last century. In our exhibition, at our exhibition, you will see a mixed possibility, mixed version. You can see, and you will see the collection. But before you will see, and I will show the some pieces of the collection, but very, very important that it is mixed from western part and eastern part. And as you could listen today, already today, from Minsk 22 till IBM 360 and far. Now, one more important information. All of you got this book, The Past of the Future. I should like to stress that it is not a catalogue of the exhibition. Give out a book which is not a scientific book, but an interesting book about the history of computing. One of the writer is sitting among us, Képes Gábor, and you can see here the lector of the book, Mr. Bálint. And of course, I am the most proud because I was the editor, as you can see. So if you can't do anything in the evening after the dinner today, please don't leave out to read it. And now the outstanding values of our exhibition I will leave out because you will see all of them. The Kalmar logical machine, one little part of the first Hungarian made machine, M3, the very, very important and very famous Lady Bird, which is so famous that 2 years ago it was invited into in a London robot festival. Among the contemporary robots, it was one of the most successful pieces with Donnie too. And of course, you will see 2 rooms required, Razdan. You have heard about the Minsk computers. Of course, we were in connection with the Russian colleagues, so it's not a big trick that it was here. Of course, Hungary was very Hungary could do very nice and very good machines itself too. EMG 830, the R10, which was the less part of the unified computer system, of course, more or less copied from the French Sedezi, the floppy. Here is the IBM 36 family, which was the origin of here are the first small computers, and now here I stop a little bit. You will see the Neumann room, which we are very proud not only because of our name giving, but because it contains original film, perhaps the only one copy, about John von Neumann, and personal reliquies of Neumann. Here, as I mentioned, if you will see this picture from close, you will see almost all pieces of our exhibition. And I forget to mention that this building, the Agora itself, was opened 2012, 13th of December, but the opening of our exhibition was last year in June. Here you can see the president of Hungary. Here you can see daughter of John von Neumann, who came to us and gave a very nice presentation about his father about herself too. So it was a big event. It was a conference, and we believe that since then, only a little bit more than 1 year spent. So we have time enough to develop or or exhibition and or gathering. And finally, before finalization, I have to tell that it is at the beginning. I mentioned that it is financed by your society. Only to have some imagination, how big effort is from our side is the budget which we used to this state is about 1 million euro. So we hope that for the development we shall be able to give to get some support because we are the NEST is dealing with many things, of course, which brings income, but to develop in it real level, real, and to put every imaginations which we have in the content of the development will require much more, or again, many money. So I hope some years later, if you will see the website, which is very simple, Pastav the Future, the English website. I hope many of you will look after it because here not will be able to see every past detail. And I hope that everybody will feel that okay, here is in Hungary. This is one of the leader exhibition of computer history, and especially if the other two-third part will be also introducible state. I show this last slide only to show that we intend to make as interactive the exhibition as it is possible. You will see, of course, because the students who are coming here likes this, but this is not the final result. It is the state of it is the contemporary nowadays state. So thank you. Here you can see the very important. Yes, it is also very important. So both of them very important, and both of them has English version. So you can read and you can learn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.